Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Strong message there from Algoa FM with regards to water and not wasting it. We'll get to that shortly. And speaking about service-related issues, we are on the line with Executive Mayor for Nelson Mandela Bay, Kabanga, is on the line. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning to you.
Oh, there
Hello. Thank you. All right. Lee's got the first question this morning as we kick off Mayor's Minute this morning.
Mr. Mayor, let's just touch on service delivery and infrastructural issues. You've been very busy. I know that, you know, cleaning the city has been, you know, kind of a main focus point for you and your team. Won't you give us a brief update on infrastructural issues such as potholes, water leaks, and the cleaning up of the city?
Firstly, I must say, as you know, that I have escalated our program to deal with the water crisis that we have to my office, because I had to leave it, because our water dams are around 15%, which is very worrying on our part as a municipality. And you know, our message has been very clear that we have to firstly engage our residents to understand that we are facing a water crisis, that in 8 months from now, if we do not manage water better, we might run out of water. We have not reached day zero. We can avoid to reach day zero if we reduce our water consumption. A day we are using 300 million liters of water. We are supposed to be using 250 million liters of water. Therefore, we have to reduce that water consumption or we are going to face a problem. That's why I have taken a decision, because of lack of education in the installation of water restrictors. Because you first engage your community in order for them to be part of the campaign. You don't impose it to them. Explain the situation, engage them, and then roll out that process. We have suspended the installation of water restrictors until there is a comprehensive plan to communicate our strategy. We are also dealing with the issue of water leaks, because if you are saying people must use water and manage water better, you must also be able to deal with the sources where you are losing water. I can say to you that we have been able to eradicate 28,000 water leaks. We are only left with 1,000 water leaks that are outstanding. But however, water leaks are a moving target. Therefore, whatever we do, we must understand we always have water leaks into our water system because we have an old underground infrastructure that needs to be fixed. The second thing is that in terms of our water augmentation program, I think we are well on track. You might have seen me, I was in Metrodust in terms of finalizing phase three. And if we finalize what Metrodust will be able to supply or have a 60% capacity to supply our city with water. Therefore, our water problem can partially be resolved in finalizing phase three. But in this point in time, we need to make sure that we use water better. I'm so proud that, Lee, we have been able to deal with potholes. You might have seen throughout, the city is under construction. Why are we dealing decisively with potholes? Last week, we have dealt with 220 potholes. And we have committed an amount of an additional 23 million rand in dealing with potholes. And also, there is an amount of 120 million that we are going to use for road surfacing and road building, and also putting up road signs. Because we have to fix our road network in order for us to be able to attract investment. I'm confident that people are going to see it visibly, that this city will be in construction in the next 2 weeks, because we'll be fixing roads throughout, and I have seen the work that we are doing in relation to that. The biggest problem we are confronted with, you might have seen it yesterday, that myself and my security team were able to arrest five young men who were stealing cables in daylight in the N2 between Blue Water Bay and our CBD. We caught them during the air. We were able to mobilize police. We got them. At least for the first time, we've got a source where these cables are being bought, the institution or the place where they are selling these things, like in Plains School, for instance. Therefore, we're going to be able to deal with this thing decisively. Because you see the municipal infrastructure being vandalized. We don't have walls. They've been vandalized. These people looking for cables. Our electric lights are vandalized throughout in the end. It's unbelievable. I couldn't believe what I saw yesterday. I put up a plan, a security plan. Among them is to review the security cameras we have. Fortunately, two weeks or 2 weeks back, I visited the facility to look into the existing cameras, whether they work or not. I was shocked. I'm processing this because we have to utilize some of these cameras that are here. They can help us in fighting crime. And I've identified this. The city manager and I are working into this because this is an equipment of the municipality. Part of what we're doing, we have assigned the leader in safety and security to look up into a program to upgrade some of these cameras that we have to check whether or not can we continue to use it, or we should acquire a new set of cameras. We are busy because we want to protect the city, we want a safer city. We are doing everything in our power to make sure that we secure our power stations. We have deployed 900 security officers throughout the city to make sure that at least our facilities are safe. Cable theft is a big problem. It's destroying our economy. Just a month ago, Aspen, our vaccine manufacturer, lost electricity because of a tendered power station, and they lost 36 hours. In that 36 hours, they lost plus minus 50 million rand. And you can't afford that, where big businesses would lose that amount of money. Because it might affect in terms of creating job opportunities and the stability of those businesses.
Mr. Mayor, you touched on vandalism, and you and your security detail yesterday arrested those cable thieves. How can the community be the eyes and ears to report vandalism, to minimize the situation?
And all that. Getting into a one-day campaign to clean the city. Because when the people get involved, people take responsibility. I'm so proud of what the people of the city across the board have done in one day. But we need to sustain it. And as a city, we are going to augment our capacity to make sure that we keep our city clean. We might have seen the efforts that we are doing in dealing with this issue.
A lot of other things we would like to touch on, but it seems like we're having some issues with the telephone line, the delay on the line. I think, Mr. Mayor, next time we need to invite you to our very nice building so that you can come join us into the studio so that we can talk about these issues that affect us every single day.
And all safety protocols are observed in here, Mr. Mayor, so no stress.
It is.
I'd be happy to come and visit you guys.
All right.
Looking forward to that.
All right. Awesome. Thank you for joining us this morning, Executive Mayor for Nelson Mandela Bay, Gamabanga. I think next time we'll have him in the studio. A couple of other things we wanted to chat about. Also, the name changes. Mm-hmm. I know that yesterday he did mention that they've received, the Metro have received over 65,000 objections to the name changes, and they've sent that via courier to the minister's office.
And I wanted to find out about the substations tripping as a result of load shedding. Mm. So I just wanted to find out from him whether anything was going to be done to sort those out.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sleeping. My neighborhood group goes on throughout the night. Moaning about the substation.
All right, 8:27 on Algo FM Breakfast. This is Joel Corey.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.